Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach John Malloy. We talked Jeff West girls basketball. Lady Tigers in the regular season with two wins on back-to-back nights last Friday and Saturday, beating Riverside and 45-31, then Saturday against Council Grove 46-23. The Riverside game, Coach, was a good one. Your team had struggled a little bit before that with a few games, so nice to come out and play well and really kind of be in control of that game, especially after the second quarter. I saw Kinley Stones had 26 points in the ball game, so that was certainly another highlight from last Friday.
Yeah, it was. After struggling offensively against Sabetha and Nemaha, you know, we needed one of those games to kind of bounce back offensively and prove to ourselves that we can still score the ball. And hopefully I was just, those two games were just an anomaly. I don't know, but our defense was still good in those games, but we came out against Riverside and then, Saturday on Council Grove had really good defense both nights and had our offense clicking on both days as well. And, and Kinley, she is a capable player, capable scorer, really has come along all year and her being able to play varsity level defense the way we expect. She can shoot the three. She can finish around the rim. She's a unique athlete, and being able to have that third scorer that can show up from time to time and have a big game and help you through some slumps is big. So I was glad to see her have that kind of success.
You bet. Both Kinley and Kristen Biltoff got back on track a bit. I think scored 11 on Saturday in that win over Council Grove. Man, an 18-4 first quarter. You had to love coming back after, you know, playing Riverside the night before, and the way that you started that game against Council Grove definitely set the whole tone.
Yeah, we were a little concerned, you know, playing just so close together like that. You know, you can have some dead legs and come out flat. And, you know, we were talking, I'm sure they were talking about it in their locker room as well, because they had played Friday night. And so it was kind of whichever team could come out first and get the most energy right off the bat was going to have the advantage. And we were able to come out and turn them over and get some easy layups and get up on them and kind of just, you know, take the wind out of their sails right off the bat. And it was another good game for us offensively and defensively. I think, you know, we gave up like 23 points, I think, in that game, only 8 points in the first half. So we played hard and we played well. And that's exactly what we needed, you know, kind of leading into the postseason.
It's on the end to postseason now, and kind of weird because you have this whole entire week off without any games. You do get to host as the number 4 seed in sub-state Rossville coming in next week on Tuesday, March the 1st. But a lot of time to get ready for Rossville and a lot of time to try to keep your team focused and sharp, I guess, here this week.
Yeah, that'll be the big thing for us, is staying up to that game speed. You know, when you're playing twice a week, it's kind of easy to get right back into that mentality and the speed of the game, and having over a week off before we play is, I don't like it. You know, I don't know, Rossville will have a week off, or we have like maybe 9 days off, something like that. So that can work against us, but, hopefully with the veteran leadership we have on the team and all the seniors and stuff, they will lead the way in practice this week to make sure we're practicing with the energy we need, and that'll be my job as well to get them, you know, doing the drills and doing the things to keep them up to speed so we don't fall flat, and hopefully we can come out with a win on Tuesday night and for our last home game of the season, and then take some momentum into Silver Lake.
You bet. I look forward to the sub-state tournament next week. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
John Malloy, head coach of the Jeff West Girls. We'll talk Tiger Boys Hoops next.